conference call of the State Fish and Wildlife Commission together this morning. It is August the 17th, 2018. Good morning, all, and welcome aboard. First item is the periodic status review sea otter. This is a decision. Staff?
Larry, just let us know. Ms. Brad, I'm on.
And
good morning, Brad. Welcome.
Can we have the folks in the director's office identify themselves, please?
Yeah, sorry, Tammy, I missed that.
Kelly Susan Wynn.
Joe Storm.
Nate Pamplin.
Julie Sandberg.
Hannah Anderson.
Mick Cope.
Bill Freymeyer.
Aaron Dufault.
Kurt Hughes.
Thank you.
Good morning, commissioners. This is Steve Pizangra. I'm in Spokane.
Steve.
Good morning, Steve. Who would like to take the lead on the sea otter discussion?
Good morning, commissioners. This is Hannah Anderson in the Diversity Division of the Wildlife Program. And I'll review a little bit of our sea otter periodic status. We came before you just about 2 months ago now on June 15th and presented a briefing of the periodic status review, and I'll just provide a quick summary of that right now. So sea otters are protected under the Marine Mammal Protection Act, and they were listed as endangered in Washington in 1981. They are not federally listed under the Endangered Species Act. Historically, we had sea otters up and down the Washington coast and into the Strait of Juan de Fuca, and they're currently distributed between Nia Bay and about Point Granville, which is just 25 miles north or so about from Grace Harbor. Commercial harvest in the 18th and 19th century put a big drop in the population, the world population, to as low as 1 to 2,000 animals by the early 20th century. Currently in Washington, we have a population of about 2,000 animals. 2,058 were estimated in 2017. And those are descended from about 10 to 40 individuals resulting from a reintroduction in 1969 and 1970. And since that time, we've seen a steady population increase of about 10% a year. Threats to sea otters include oil spills, fisheries, interactions, toxins, disease, parasites, small population size, climate change, predation, and there are multiple conservation actions, including oil spill prevention, and we have a response plan specifically for sea otters, beach stranding response, in which we participate, surveys, research. So that's the quick summary of what we presented to you in June. I know that was a lot that I just sort of threw. In summary, otters have increased steadily for the past 30 years, and they have surpassed their recovery plan objective or threshold in the 2004 recovery plan we identified. So they've met that population criteria for downlisting to threatened. We've not quite reached the range expansion criteria, but other factors that weren't envisioned at that time may be in play, including human interaction in their historic areas. We also have good evidence that there is some exchange between, or genetic exchange between the Washington population and the BC population. So that could lead to overall increased genetic fitness. And because of all those things, we are recommending that the sea otter be downlisted from or reclassified from endangered to threatened. We did receive some public comments during our 90-day public comment period. Three public comments were received. Two indicated continuing protection and one for keeping as endangered. And we also heard testimony at the June commission meeting support for downlisting.
Does anyone have a motion?
Yeah, Vice Chair, this is Commissioner Thorburn.
Commissioner Thorburn.
To reclassify the sea otter to threatened status as recommended by department staff.
Do we have a second?
Smith will second. Yeah.
Okay, Commissioner Thorburn made the motion. Chair Smith did a second. Any further discussion?
This is Barbara. I'd just like to say, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. Is that Barbara?
Yes.
Go ahead, please. I'm sorry.
Not much discussion, just that it's very nice to have a population that is reestablishing itself, and I appreciate whatever we had to do with that, particularly our staff.
Very good. Thank you, Anna. Thank you, Barbara. Okay. Hearing any other discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the question. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same. Motion carries. Thank you. Thank you, Hannah.